Hello, everyone. I wanted to give my general predictions for 2024, March and April of 2024. And I wanted to start with something that people are coming in and getting readings for a lot right now. People are asking a lot about like ghosts that they're seeing in their houses, or they're hearing strange voices, more so than normal. I mean, intuitive people kind of experience this a lot. Even myself, I'm getting much more very clear information when I'm doing mediumship than normal. I would say that the veil just appears to be particularly thin right now, and I think a lot of people who are mildly intuitive are seeing much more and more information right now and getting a lot more things happening. A lot of them are a little freaked out by it. Maybe they're seeing something, someone that doesn't have a body anymore, and they don't really understand, or they're hearing voices and they're afraid that they're being attacked or that something bad's happening. I can assure you that that's not the case. I can assure you that this is pretty normal. People who do mediumship experience this a lot, and we're still here. So I would just assure you that just understand that maybe it's time for you to start to explore your own intuition, maybe take some classes, maybe even take some mediumship classes if you're interested in that. But start to explore your own spirituality, because if you're getting these kind of awakenings happening right now, or spontaneously channeling, that's happening a lot right now too, then it's time to really put a little energy into maybe developing that if you're interested. If you're channeling, maybe start considering channeling that into a book. The more you do the work of practicing with this stuff, the more you're going to start to get better at it. I will tell you, I'm going to do a whole video on how to tell if it's your ego or if it's real, genuine, intuitive information, because that's not always obvious when you first start. But I would encourage you, if you're having these kinds of awakenings, to seek out groups of other people that maybe you can practice with. I know one of the most helpful things for me, I've always been psychic, but going and working with a group of people, to get a sense of when I'm giving a wrong information, when I'm giving a message that's not accurate, like when I'm telling a lesbian that her soulmate is gorgeous and it's a guy, obviously that's not correct information. It's helpful for you to get some practice to be able to feel, okay, when I give a message and it's wrong, what does it feel like, as opposed to when I give a message and we know that it's right. So I would encourage people to get some practice. I would encourage people to get some additional training. I would also encourage people to watch for organizations that maybe a little cultish. I would look for the bigger, more well-respected organizations. I love James von Prague's classes. I think they're great. Those kinds of organizations can be really helpful right now for you to develop these skills and not to be quite so afraid of what you're seeing and experiencing on the other side. Nothing bad's happening. It's just you're starting to develop your own intuition, the intuition you've already always had. It's just getting better. The other thing people are asking a lot about in readings, and I think I mentioned this last month too, was people are asking about layoffs. We know that unemployment levels are probably going to go up. I mean, I think that's just a given. I will tell you that even if unemployment gets to 10%, that means that 90% of the people who have a job right now are still going to have one. But it doesn't matter. If you're seeing your friends getting laid off, if you're seeing other people experiencing these kinds of shifts, it's going to make you start to question if you have, do I have 6 months worth of money in my checking account or my savings account? Could I handle it if I got laid off? That's not a bad thing. I think we all need to be questioning that, looking at where we're spending our resources and making sure that we're comfortable with all the ways in which we're using them. That's not a bad thing, right? That'll actually help overall health in general. Do I see mass layoffs coming? Absolutely not. I'm not seeing that. I am seeing that some of the people that are getting laid off are going to have a harder time getting a new job. You don't need a psychic to tell you that. You just need to ask your friends who've been looking for jobs and not finding them. But I would say that it's going to ease up. I feel like it's going to ease up a little bit in September, because I think a lot of the companies that put on these massive hiring freezes, just sort of like scared, like knee-jerk reaction, may start to loosen the spigot a little bit and things might get a little bit more comfortable later. If you're one of those that was laid off, I do feel like you probably get an easier time finding something in September. You don't want to hear that now. I know it's only March, but I do think things will get easier. Just keep plugging away at it. I mean, it sucks, but that's the way it is. I also see with a lot of clients what I'm calling grief moments. I don't necessarily mean somebody's dying, although that could be the case. I'm seeing grief with, maybe a family pet. I'm seeing that people are having a lot more grief with maybe a business that's not going well, or just an expectation that turned out to not be correct. I expected to buy this house and it didn't work out. I expected to get this romantic relationship and it didn't work out. Just be assured that is happening a lot right now. I would say March, April, maybe even a little bit into May. but it is going to ease up a little bit. So what is lost is usually replaced with something better. So if you're experiencing these grief moments right now, just know it's going to come around and replace itself with something wonderful. Allow yourself to feel it and go through it and experience it and move on. The other thing I'm seeing a lot of right now is what I'm going to call disclosure events. I feel like a lot of people, and you'll be seeing this in the news, are going to start seeing articles that are going to explain events that were happening months ago, and now we understand what was really going on, or maybe we're going to start to understand why things are happening the way they're happening. I do see a lot more of that March and April, maybe even a bit into May, but people getting kind of scratching their head and going, oh, now I understand what's been going on this whole time. Not in a nefarious way, but I do, just don't be terribly surprised if some expectation or something that you had in your head to be correct turns out to be proven wrong and that the information starts to come out in March and April. I do see a lot more, and this is kind of more the ends of summer, I do see a lot more study results being released, a lot more data on maybe nutritional supplements and stuff that we've been thinking was one way may actually be proven to be another way. So I would encourage people to be a little bit more flexible and not just say, well, this is the way it is. This is how things work. Be a little bit more flexible in looking at your life and the way you're eating and nutritional beliefs that you might have, because I think there's going to be a lot more data proving that some of the ideas or some of the ways of eating that we thought were correct may actually not be correct. I don't know why that's this sort of random thing that's been coming up a lot in readings. And I think it's just to get people to start to think about being a little bit more flexible with your belief system. Because one of the things I have been getting a lot from the guides is that if you're starting out your beliefs with, well, this is the way we've always done it, this is the way it's always been done, you might need to rethink that, because a lot of the things that start with this is the way it's always been are not going to work that way anymore. So this is particularly true, I would say, with marketing. If for those of you that have businesses, and a chunk of the people that call me for readings do, you may need to shift your marketing. You may need to be more flexible. This is why if you owned a business and you're listening and you own a business, I would just say, don't spend a ton on advertising yet. You may not need to just test the waters on new marketing approaches and maybe try several and see what works. Because you might find, you know, the ways you used to do it don't work and some new creative way does work. So playing around with that is going to be a big part of it. I don't see any really big violent events happening necessarily in March and April. I hope that proves to be true. But I would just encourage everyone to explore different things that they're passionate about, explore different ideas that they're interested in. A lot of clients that are coming to me are in this crossroad place of, well, I used to do this job, I don't really love it anymore, I want to expand into something else. Now's the time to really start to explore that, consider different trainings, consider different opportunities. It's not a time to just sit back and say, well, I'm just going to wait out any financial event that's happening, any recession, those kinds of things. It's time for you to explore and consider side hustles. I'm a big fan of side hustles. Don't get me started on how important I think those are for people. But really exploring your passions and start to get interested in the things that you care about and how you want to bring those to the world. So I hope this is helpful. And if there's any questions you have for future incarnations of this, just let me know in the chat and maybe I will answer them next time. Thanks, guys. Bye.